Yeah, well, Jesus, just bless this word. Apply it to your people. Give your people something good, even if it's just something, some random thought they have unrelated to this message. In Jesus' name. So this is going to be short. Hopefully I don't step on too many toes in this message. I was praying this morning about what to share. It's amazing how many people get offended when you tell them that God wants to heal them. That's good news. I'm like, do you want me to tell you God doesn't want to heal you? Maybe that would make you happy. So that to say, this may offend some of you. I hope it doesn't. But also, you know, when we offer prophetic words, we say test this. So look, just I'm still learning even in the word. So I may not get it all right. So just take this word. I'm reading from scripture. At least just listen to the scriptures. And we'll see what the Lord does with this. So in John chapter 9, this whole chapter is about the opening of the eyes to see Jesus. The whole of John chapter 9 is about seeing Jesus and having our eyes open from blindness to sight to see Jesus. But it starts off with a man that's born physically blind. And so it says, as he passed by, this is Jesus, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind? So let me just start there. So they're walking. Jesus sees a man born blind from birth. And so this is an impossible situation, I mean, essentially. And people, by the way, you can search on YouTube, whatever. Jesus is still healing people blind from birth today. Still happens.
Amen.
Regularly, in fact, especially in places where the gospel is being preached for the first time. But it's interesting. So they see a problem, right? And the disciples immediately go into, okay, let's try to figure out this problem here. Let's dig into the problem, okay? Maybe if we figure out the problem, we can find a solution, which is really, I mean, that's how we operate in the flesh. That's how the world operates. Someone has a problem. We're like, okay, let's get to the root of it. Okay, did they sin sometime in their, you know, maybe when they were kids? Oh, maybe it was their parents. Maybe this is an ancestral, you know, curse. Maybe we need to figure out, you know, what trauma at this point, at this age, this. And we feel like if we can figure out the problem, then we can find a solution, right? But Jesus says you're not going to find the solution in the problem. You're going to find the solution in Jesus.
Amen.
That is across the board. Now, I'm not saying that there's no value in some of the other things of, you know, that the Lord can't bring healing through different methods of inner healing, whatever. But if that doesn't point to Jesus, then ultimately the best you'll be able to do is cope. Who wants to cope? I mean, when you can have life abundantly, who wants to just cope? Jesus didn't come so that we could cope and cope abundantly. He came so that we could have fullness of life, life to the full. And that only comes through seeing Jesus. So you won't find the solution to the problem in the problem. You'll find the solution to the problem in Jesus, looking at Jesus. So Jesus said this, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents sinned. So Jesus does give an answer. He does answer their question. But it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. So, you know, our pains, our problems, all of them are so that the works of God can be displayed in us. And what are the works of God? What are the works of God? Did God cause this blindness? I don't think so. The works of God are healing, so this man can be healed, so he can see. God's not schizophrenic, people. He doesn't cause a sickness and then heal it. He loves his creation to flourish. Amen. Let's get that straight in the church. I'm just so sick of people thinking that God gave you or your kids cancer, migraines, broken bones. He took all that on the cross. He's not schizophrenic. Okay, now that we got that out of the way.
Nah.
The works of God are healing. And so Jesus says, you know, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. And now he says, you are the light of the world. So when he rose from the dead, he breathed on his disciples, and he said, go do the works that I do. So the Pharisees, you know, get involved because this man is healed. The Pharisees get involved and they're like, you know, interrogate him. You know, were you really blind? We don't think you're blind. We think you're lying to us. We don't really believe this testimony. So they get the parents involved. They get the community involved. They're like, no, he was definitely blind. He was definitely blind. And eventually they come to believe that, you know, okay, he was blind and he does see. It's interesting, you know, the Pharisees always miss it. The religious demon always misses it when it comes to God. I mean, in the book of Matthew, the Magi come and they're like, hey, where is the Christ to be born? And they said, oh, he's going to be born in this place. But they don't go to visit. They know where he's going to be born. They have the knowledge, but they don't pursue. There's no pursuit in the religious demon. There's just control. There's just, I know it, you don't know it. So they really question. They don't believe that he was blind. They finally come to that point that they believe, and then they just kick him out of the synagogue. And so Jesus comes, and Jesus heard that they put him out, and he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? And he answered, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said, you have both seen him, and he is the one who is talking to you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. He worshiped Jesus. And Jesus said this, for judgment I came into the world, so that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, are we not blind too, or are we? And Jesus said to them, if you are blind, you would have no sin, but since you say we see, your sin remains. So I guess if I could just summarize the little bit I'm trying to say, and hopefully I have not offended anybody. I don't, definitely not my goal. But no matter what your problem is, just look at Jesus. I mean, this goes nationally, politically, everything. Just look at Jesus. He wants to open our blind mm-hmm. eyes. We all get a little bit cloudy from time to time, and Jesus just says, just look at Jesus, mm-hmm. and he'll take care of your problems. In Jesus' name.